From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, starter from news, news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. Indonesian President Joko Widodo at the launch of 2021 Digital Connectivity Program and the COVID-19 National Vaccination Movement stamps at the State Palace on Friday emphasized that digital connectivity should uphold national sovereignty amid globalization and hyper-competitiveness. As reported by Tarandus Agency, President Joko Widodo remarked that the digital connectivity must uphold national sovereignty in the midst of globalization and hyper-competitiveness as it is today. Moreover, he also said digital transformation must aid in boosting the level of domestic competence, the utilization of domestic products, and encourage the mastery of the latest digital technology by every Indonesian. He hopes that the 2021 Digital Connectivity Program will become an important momentum to connect Indonesia with the new technology, mindset, and global business opportunities, as well as a new future towards an advanced Indonesia. Vice President Maruf Amin affirmed that sportsmen scheduled to participate in national and state-level sports competition in the near future will be accorded priority during the COVID-19 vaccination. As quoted by Antaranus Agency, the Vice President stated while witnessing an inaugural vaccination campaign for athletes, coaches, and support staff at Istora Senayan on Friday that the vaccination of athletes is important. Vice President Amin is optimistic that athletes participating in the inaugural vaccination are those who are physically strong and healthy, so that it will inspire other people to be vaccinated. Athletes, coaches, and support staff from 40 branches of sports were administered the COVID-19 vaccine as part of the first phase of the immunization program for athletes at the Gelora Bung Karno Stadium on Friday. As reported by Antaranus Agency, Youth and Sport Minister Zainuddin Amali, after observing the vaccination activity, stated that athletes scheduled to compete in national and international championship in the near future, such as All England Open, the Menpora Cup pre-season soccer tournament, and the Tokyo Olympics, were the first to be vaccinated. He further explained the vaccine take precedence for those who are in the national training team or those who are preparing for tournament activities in the near future, such as preparing for the Tokyo Olympics and the SEA Games. A total of 325 hotspots indicating land and forest fires were found in West Kalimantan Province on Friday, according to the Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency, BMKG. Satellite images of the National Institute of Aeronautics and Space, LAPAN, showed 325 hotspots spread across several districts and municipalities in West Kalimantan in the past 24 hours. As stated by Antaranus Agency, most hotspots were centered in Kubu Raya, reaching 234, followed by 24 in Mempawah, 21 in Pontianak, 20 in Sambas, 10 in Ketapang, 4 in Bengkayang, 3 in Kapuas Hulu, and 2 each in Landak, Kayong Utara, and Sintang. Let's move on to the international news. The U.S. intelligence released on Friday that Saudi Arabia de facto ruler approved an operation to capture or kill murdered journalist Jamal Khashoggi in 2018 as the United States sanctioned some of those involved but spared the Crown Prince himself in an effort to preserve relations with the kingdom. As reported by Reuters.com, Khashoggi, a U.S. resident who wrote opinion columns for the Washington Post critical of Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman's policies, was killed and dismembered by a team of operatives linked to the prince in the kingdom's consulate in Istanbul. The Saudi government, which has denied any involvement by the crown prince, issued a statement rejecting the U.S. report's findings and repeating its previous statement that Khashoggi's killing was a heinous crime by a rogue group. The Czech government announced on Friday strict new restrictions limiting people's movement over the next 3 weeks and tightening shops and schools closures in a bid to slow a fast spread of a COVID-19 infection. As reported by Reuters.com, the country of 10.7 million, in which around 1 in 10 have been infected in the past year, has the highest per capita infection rate in the world over the past week, according to the Our World in Data website, 10 times higher than Germany. The death toll has risen to 20,000 from about 600 in 5 months. The country is facing a renewed surge in infection, accelerated by the British variant. Prime Minister of Czech Republic, Andrej Babiš, said he wanted to avoid seeing from Bergamo in northern Italy, which was Europe's epicenter at the outset of the pandemic last year, and whose overwhelmed hospitals shocked the world. More than 300 schoolgirls have been kidnapped by unidentified gunmen from a school in northwestern Nigeria. Escorted by BBC.com, police say they believe the girls were taken to a forest after being abducted from their boarding schools in Jangebe, Zamfara State on Friday morning. It is the latest mass kidnapping from schools in recent weeks. Armed gangs often seize school children for ransom. President Muhammadu Buhari condemned the latest kidnapping as inhuman and totally unacceptable. He said in a statement that this administration would not succumb to blackmail by bandits who target innocent school students in the expectation of huge ransom payment. Buhari also stated the government's primary objective is to get the hostage safe, alive, and unharmed. Although authorities could deploy massive force against the bandits, he said there were fears that the schoolgirls could be used as human shields. Listener, that was the news. first news comes from East Nusa Tenggara Province. The Center for Natural Resources Conservation of East Nusa Tenggara became the witness in the ongoing Boto Cukununga customary sanction against the perpetrators of shooting a protected bird species, namely the Asian honey sea cap. The center head, Timbul Batubara, in a written statement said that in the ceremony, the perpetrator had to hand over a chicken to the traditional elder at the Gendang house as a tribute to the ancestors. 5 liters of white tuak, slaughters 5 other chickens, prepare 5 packs of cigarettes, 20 kilograms of rice, and other side dishes intended to be eaten together with all the people of Liang Leso village while implementing the COVID-19 health protocols. The perpetrators will make and install 5 units of banners related to the appeal or prohibition of poaching in the Liang Leso village area. Comes from Bogor, West Java. A team of IPB University students created a portable cooking oil quality detector, or SPOILS, and won the technology category in the Tanoto Students Research Award 2021. One of the team members, Rulita Aulia Ramadanti, in her statement said that one of the parameters is testing the quality of cooking oil content of free fatty acid. Free fatty acid that are too high are harmful to health because they are carcinogens of the body and can damage other body tissues. However, testing for free fatty acid in the laboratory takes a long time. SPOILS are designed to read fatty acid levels in less than 5 seconds, while the tool weighs only 1.3 kilograms and is easy to use. Last news comes from Jakarta. The provincial government of Jakarta has begun to realize the construction of permanent bicycle lane barrier along Sudirman Tamrin Road. On Wednesday, February 24, planter boxes or plant pots made of concrete as a barrier to the bicycle lane were installed on the road and targeted to reach 11.2 kilometers. Head of the Jakarta's transportation agency, Shafrin Liputo, said that the planter box will be installed like a chain and interconnected. The theme carried is Belt of the Archipelago, which also symbolizes the second principle of Pancasila, namely just and civilized humanity. The development of a permanent bicycle path on Sudirman Tamrin was also followed by making bicycle inscription plan to contain ornaments that become Jakarta landmarks. That was news from across Indonesia.
We start with the event on February 27, 1965. First flight of the Antonov An-22. The Antonov An-22 is the largest four-engine cargo and transport aircraft and turboprop-powered aircraft in the world. The An-22 was also the first wide-body aircraft developed by the Soviet Union. This aircraft was developed as a strategic airlifter, specifically for sending Soviet Union ground troops and armored vehicles. The An-22 can carry 290 passengers or around 80,000-pound payload when operating from rough airstrips. The An-22 was introduced in 1967 and remains active, although it has been gradually replaced by the Antonov An-124. Moving to 2007, Pagaruyung Palace caught fire. Istano Basa Pagaruyung, which is more famous as the Pagaruyung Palace, is located in the Minangkabau Royal Palace Complex in Batu Sangkar City, Tanah Datar District, West Sumatra. On February 27, 2007, at around 7:10 p.m. Western Indonesian time, the Pagaruyung Palace Complex burned down due to a lightning strike. The burning of the palace was that because the building materials used were flammable natural material such as palm fiber for roofs and wood for most of the buildings. This palace is a famous cultural tourism object in West Sumatra. The burnt Istano Basa is actually a replica of the original. The original Istano Basa Pagaruyung is located on top of Batu Patah Hill, which was burnt down in a bloody riot in 1804. The last event is that in 2010, earthquake hit Chile and caused a tsunami. An earthquake hit Chile on February 27, 2010. The earthquake, measuring 8.8 on the Richter scale, claimed the lives of 497 people. This earthquake also caused a tsunami crossing the Pacific Ocean, reaching as far as New Zealand, Australia, the Hawaiian Islands, the island nations of the Pacific, and Japan. However, the tsunami caused by the earthquake had mild and moderate impacts. Listener, that's today in history.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Berawal dari tatap indah senyummu memikat, memikat hatiku yang hampa lara. Senyum membawa tawa, tawa membawa cerita, cerita kasih indah tentang kita. Terkadang ku ragu, kadang tak percaya, tapi ku yakin kau milikku. Kau membuatku bahagia di saat hati ini terluka. Kau membuatku tertawa di saat hati ini terbawa, terbawa oleh cintamu untukku, untuk kita. Kadang ku ragu, kadang tak percaya, tapi ku yakin kau.
Still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that we'll present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Ministry of Industry distributed 35 million cloth masks produced by the domestic textile industry, both small and medium and large scale, that have met test standards. Minister of Industry Agus Gumiwang Kartasasmita symbolically handed over the mask to the Police Logistic Assistance Inspector General Polisi Firman Shantia Budi at the Ministry of Economic Affairs Building, Jakarta, February 24, 2021. The handover on that day was the initial stage of a total of 35 million masks targeted for competition in mid-March 2021. 35 million cloth masks were given to the military and police force to then be distributed to the public. Agus Gumiwang, in his remarks, explained that the step was an effort to encourage the growth of national industries in the small, medium, and large scale, as well as helping people fight COVID-19. He said the textiles and apparel industry experienced a negative growth of 8.8% in 2020, with export performance contracting 17% and the workforce shrinking by 13%. Therefore, the Ministry of Industry is carrying out its commitment to maximize the budget in handling COVID-19 in the form of distributing free cloth masks. The Minister of Industry hopes that with this initiative, the textile and apparel industry can be helped, especially from the demand side. Agus Gumiwang said the domestic production was not only marketed for handling COVID-19 on a national scale, but also abroad, with an export value of $246 million in 2020. On the same occasion, the Coordinating Minister for the Economy as Chairman of the Committee for Handling COVID-19 and National Economic Recovery, Erlangga Hartarto, expressed his appreciation for the commitment of the Ministry of Industry, which encouraged the realization of this assistance. He hopes that in the future, the state revenue and expenditure budget, especially through the COVID-19 handling and national economic recovery budget, can not only encourage the strengthening of the national economy, but also create a healthy, advanced, and productive Indonesia. That was My Indonesia.
Di dompet tak ada duit, teman-teman pelit, semuanya ngiri. Atau lagi banyak utang, pemasukan kurang, hidup tidak tenang.
Subidubidap, parap, parap. Subidubidap, parap, parap.
Jangan
RRI was office Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, today I will invite you to Yogyakarta to enjoy the beauty of Sanglan Beach. Stay tuned. Beach location is in the administrative area of Kelor Hamlet, Kemada Village, Tanjung Sari, Gunung Kidul Regency, Yogyakarta Special Region. This beautiful tourism beach is located approximately 70 kilometers from the city center of Yogyakarta. To reach Sanglan Beach takes approximately 2 until 2 and a half hours from Yogyakarta City. Conditions to Sanglan Beach are very good. The road has been paved until it enters the Kelor Hamlet area. But you have to be careful because entering the Sanglan Beach area, the road is still not good. If visitors are not sure about the condition of the vehicle, they can leave them in an available parking lot and walk approximately 15 to 20 minutes to get to the beach. When walking, you have to stay alert because the roads are narrow and quite steep. Beach is open every day for 24 hours. To enter Sanglan Beach, visitors are charged 10,000 rupiahs, while parking fees for two-wheeled vehicles are 5,000 rupiahs and 10,000 rupiahs for four-wheeled vehicles. Not large and is flanked by two hills on two sides with a long coastline and clean white sand. It has a very beautiful beach view with its natural atmosphere. In addition, Sanglan Beach is unique, namely the presence of sea pine trees, or also known as prawn cypresses, which are quite thick and become a favorite place for visitors who come because they can take shelter from the sun. Another uniqueness is the presence of marine life, especially suket or seaweed, which is shaped like dreadlocks due to curling. The seaweed can also be seen at low tide. Scenery, waves, and sand make visitors feel at home to stay longer on this beach. Therefore, many people choose to set up tents on the beach for camping. Listener, you should take a visit to Sanglan Beach in Yogyakarta. After relaxing on this beach, you will be enthusiastic again to do your duties. And this is Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World. I'm Putri Savitri Adela. See you next time.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
From Indonesia to the world.
Yeah. Kau bawa ku kembali dalam satu masa yang takkan pernah terganti. Janji suci yang dulu pernah terucap masih tersimpan dalam hatiku. Mengisi ruang di hatiku. Oh, salahkah bila ku di sini selalu menunggu datangnya dirimu?
Well, listener, here is Miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Listener, the Ministry of Trade has selected three Indonesian small and medium enterprises or SMEs groups that are partnering with B2B Marketplace Made in Indonesia to take part in the prestigious the 25th Gold Food International Exhibition 2021 in Dubai, United Arab Emirates, had taken place for 5 days starting Sunday, February 21st until Thursday, February 25th. The three Indonesian SMEs are Maro Hara Bumi Nusantara, Maher Agri, and Gunung Luhur Berkah Cooperative. Products on display include palm sugar, spices, cashews, coconut oil, pepper, and coffee. Expo 2021 is a leading international event devoted to the food and beverage industry in the Middle East, Africa, and South Asia, or known as MIASA. This exhibition aims to provide opportunities for developing companies to reach a wider range of new markets and increase the identity of business sectors and public attention. Products on display include beef, poultry, whole grains, cereals, milk, fats, oils, beverages, supplements, and health products. The exhibition was also enlivened with awards from several competitions such as the Street Food Installation Competition. It is hoped that the participation of three Indonesian SMEs in the food exhibition in Dubai can open up international markets for Indonesian products and encourage the export growth of the SMEs. It is also hoped that Indonesian SMEs can develop and be widely known abroad. Moreover, the event was attended by around 5,000 exhibitors and approximately 90,000 professionals in the food and beverage sector from around the world. According to committee data, around 20 countries were taking part in the 2021 Gul Food Expo. And listener, keep listening to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku o chaku yo shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai o fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata o mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Harib COVID-19 dibaqaikum til manazil.
Zaman gegen corona, wir bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Blijf thuis, was je handen met zeep, draag je masker als je naar buiten gaat, neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
From Indonesia to the world.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener Voice of Indonesia, I'm going to present a keroncong song entitled Segenggam Harapan, to be sung by Indra Utami Tamsir. This woman from Blora, Central Java, has been active in singing keroncong songs since 2000. The song A Handful of Hope, or Segenggam Harapan, created by BJ Budiman, has been sung by several Indonesian keroncong singers, including Indra Utami Tamsir. The song contains hopes for the young generations as the nation's successors, including preserving and developing culture. It is to them that a handful of hope is handed over. Listener, here is Indra Utami Tamsir with a keroncong song entitled Segenggam Harapan. Enjoy listening to the song.
Thank you.
Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. Stay at home, clean your hands, and follow your local health regulation.
It is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safira Adela. See you on the next English program.